Proclamation number 6100, dated the November 6th, 1954. The human being's destiny. Desire for truth. The human being's destiny is the perfection of his soul on earth. You humans were given the goal of spiritual maturity, which you should strive for and accomplish voluntarily, so that you will be suitable for the spiritual kingdom at the end of your earthly life. However, this irrefutable truth is only accepted by a few who will live their earthly lives accordingly. Most people's thoughts are still deluded. They are spiritually blind and will not allow themselves to be disturbed when they are confronted by the truth. They are only able to demonstrate their soul's low degree of development but do nothing in order to improve it. They do not believe, neither in a purpose of earthly life nor in accountability. Nor do they believe in a connection between creation and creator, and do not look for any clarification of what is tremendously important, what will happen to them after they have left their earthly body, since they do not believe in life after death either. Nevertheless, their unbelief will not protect them from their responsibility because they have free will and are not forced into unbelief, into their attitude towards God, to whom they could have given themselves voluntarily in order to then be constantly guided in their thoughts and actions as a result of their right attitude for God. Because every person can turn to God, and he has no valid excuse for turning away from him other than that he doesn't want to. Because as soon as he wants to know the truth, it will be given to him by God, and then the human being himself will establish the right relationship with God. That people's thoughts and wants differ is their own doing, since the desire for truth assures correct thinking. Hence everyone should scrutinize himself as to how much he himself wants the truth. If he indifferently accepts everything given to him as credible, he will have no desire for truth himself, or else he would scrutinize it. And if he rejects everything given to him, it could equally be an indifference to truth, which he is not seeking and which he therefore will never be able to recognize as truth either. It is a person's own fault if he is ignorant, if he walks in spiritual blindness, because there is no desire for truth in him. And no person can use the excuse that he does not know what truth is and could never assess it himself either, on account of which he will reject everything. It is undeniably impossible for him to examine whether any information is based on truth, because he has to request God's support for it, since his intellect alone is unable to carry out such an investigation. However, as soon as he turns to God himself for support, for spiritual enlightenment, he will clearly know and be able to differentiate between truth and error. But this requires faith in God. And even the intellect will be able to affirm this faith if the person's will is good, because all of creation is witness to the existence of a wise, omnipotent creator, and every intelligent human being wanting to penetrate the truth should be able to call upon this creative spirit of eternity for help. And he will soon receive clarification about his task on earth. He will give the right meaning to his life on earth and no longer live carelessly. He will be conscious of his responsibility for his soul and enable it to achieve the highest possible level of perfection. Amen.